Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. It may not be summer quite yet, but with a long weekend upon us, it's time to pack up a picnic and make some reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. This time of year is the best time to start watching the fuchsia garden regularly. As you walk past the koi pond, see the lovely Serbian bellflower's blue blooms on a vining ground cover on your right-hand side. This low-growing perennial ground cover is great for spilling over a rock wall, but does not spread so quickly that it becomes invasive. In the hanging baskets of fuchsia, there are some really beautiful variegated fuchsias where the leaves are really stunning. They are green, but mottled with red and white. See the basket of Sunray. It's not yet blooming, but the foliage is lovely. Or check out Tom West, another variegated fuchsia. It's a French hybrid introduced into the fuchsia world in 1853. It has a few flowers already, so it's really lovely. Also see if you can find the Dutch hybrid named Wilma Versloot, a hybrid from 1989. It has lovely red and purple simple single blooms. Then there's the most dramatic blush pink and white huge double flowers on fuchsia Archie Owen. As you turn to leave the fuchsia collection, look to the side next to the exit closest to the koi pond and see the Nandina domestica, commonly called heavenly bamboo because the foliage sort of resembles bamboo. But if grown in some sun, the foliage can be very colorful, turning partly red from the sun. Then the red berries give the garden some depth. However, it can be invasive and the berries are poisonous to pets, birds, and critters. As you head into the pollination garden, see the sweet Leven Amist or Nigella damascena growing at the tangle of wildflowers. These plants have traditionally been used as a flavoring for breads and cheeses, and they do appear along other pathways in the garden. Then there's an incredible bread seed poppy. This week's star is a wonderful medium pink and a very frilly bloom. Also in the pollination garden, yarrow is a solid stand of bloom, giving the flying pollinators a landing pad on the flat flower heads. In the garden beds in the staghorn shade area, see the lovely hybrid begonias that are blooming. These plants may not have a very dramatic flower, but the foliage is truly the showstopper and brings color and texture to a shade garden. Heading around the corner to the greenhouse, there are some lovely yellow tulip-shaped flowers with a red splash in the center on the Alliogne hackifolia. It's a yellow, a drought-tolerant plant from Australia. Also looking to the right, notice the beautiful flax-leaf paperbark tree in bloom. This is part of the Melaleuca family, and if you notice the lovely sage scent as you walk up the path, look no further than the white sage that lines the right side of the path. Stepping into the greenhouse, the beach spider lily, or Hymenocallis latifolia, is blooming. This lovely evergreen plant with large, fleshy, strap-like leaves can get to 3 feet tall and wide, and with large umbels of these wonderful flowers. It's native to coastal areas of Florida. Also look for the desert rose blooms with the white flowers edged in hot pink and the really striking and very purple Sobralia tropical orchid, native to Mexico, Central America, and South America. Just outside the greenhouse, turn to the left and head into the small garden of California native plants to see the California buckeye that's in glorious full bloom. Walking back towards the greenhouse, the Motilaha poppies are blooming. You can see another stand of these wonderful poppies in the grass collection behind the amphitheater meadow. If you walk out the paved path to the aloe garden, there's a meadow of California poppies carpeting the hillside. And in the cactus collection, look for the collection of euphorbia that are blooming. There's the Medusa head, which is the smallest. The next sized up, Sweet Nors. Then just past it is the Neurifolia, which is bigger still. And the biggest is the Grandidians. However, they all have very small yellow flowers. If you wander down into the tropical area, look for the hybrid bromeliad with the hot red blooms. Then walking out along the revised tram road, see the lovely silk oak blooming. These trees with the tangerine-colored blooms will be lovely for a couple of weeks. The botanical name is Grevillea robusta. Just look toward the verge past the construction area and you'll see a full line of these wonderful trees in bloom. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.